The Onondaga Nation has weighed in on Columbus Circle. WAER's Chris Bolt reports nation leadership wants change, but also wants to include all cultures that call Syracuse home.
Make no mistake, Onondaga Nation leaders want to see the statue of Christopher Columbus come down. They call it burdensome to see Columbus honored, given the lands he is credited with discovering were in fact already established nations of indigenous people. The statement prepared by the Onondaga Nation Council, however, also suggests they don't want to see other cultures affronted or made to suffer as they have, losing lands, seeing degradation of lakes, rivers, and the earth itself. Their statement calls this a crucial time in history for unity. They believe the Columbus Circle area could be reinvented and re-energized into a symbol of unity for all. A committee at the behest of Mayor Ben Walsh is discussing what to do with the Columbus statue and monument. Lemoyne College Vice President Father David McCallum is on the committee. He hopes members of the group come without preconceived notions of what to do with Columbus Circle.
Whatever we do has to advance the cause of social justice. In many ways, there is common ground here between indigenous peoples and the Italian-American community, at least historically, in recognizing their shared experiences of discrimination and bias.
Last month, a group, including members of the Columbus Monument Corporation, protested to keep the statue, saying the community raised money and erected it. Some suggested erecting a counter-monument to offer other views. The Onondaga Nation officials prepared Wednesday's statement for the committee reconsidering Columbus Circle's future. In it, they use words such as diplomacy, open minds, peace, and cooperation to move the conversation forward. The working group is scheduled to make recommendations to the city by the end of summer. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.